Late last year, the National Museum bought 111 agricultural medals from the private collection of David Allen. They were awarded to outstanding farmers exhibiting at royal shows between the 1850s and the 1920s. Museum senior curator Dr. Martha Sear says they're a valuable timeline of the development of the nation's agricultural heritage.
These days at the show, we're so used to the ribbons and rosettes, but back in the 19th century, people were so keen to support and encourage agriculture in Australia that they were willing to give away really quite valuable silver medals to people for things like ploughing and animal breeding and growing kidney beans and all sorts of amazing things that you'd never think of. Some of these skills seem a bit quaint and old-fashioned now, but they were just fundamental to people getting a toehold in making a living and making Australia's economy grow in the 19th century.
Along with excellence in ploughing, the early farmers got medals for cows yielding the highest butter fat, the best pen of three fine-wooled ewes, and, as you heard, the best kidney bean.
There was a person in Victoria who in 1858 was awarded the best kidney beans in the state. That medal is a really beautiful medal. Imagine a silver medal. It's as big as the palm of your hand. And it's got all sorts of amazing things on it. There's a beehive and a sheaf of wheat and then in the centre an Australian coat of arms, which is really interesting because that's sort of the 1850s. It's well before Australia. It's got that formal coat of arms, but they were already kind of proud of the kangaroo and the emu and the way in which even making the best kidney beans could contribute to that colony's future.
Not only does the National Museum want to build on its collection of agricultural medals, it's calling on farmers to help them learn more about the medals it already has.
And so if anybody does have a really interesting agricultural medal, we'd love to hear about it. We're also keen if people would like to go to our website, www.nma.gov.au, to look at the list of medals that we purchased. And I'm sure there are people out there whose ancestors are medal winners or who have associations with particular places or agricultural societies. We'd love to know if you've got the story behind the medal that we've just bought.
Stories like this one from avid West Australian collector Leo Lannard.
I have got three silver medals that were awarded at the Royal Show in Perth in 1911. And the interesting thing is they were all awarded for prize pigs exhibited by the patients from the insane asylum. Lovely medals, lovely bit of West Australian history, and I acquired them when I was working as a shrink at the Claremont Lunatic Asylum, and I was in the secretary's office one day, and there was a box on the table of stuff to be thrown away. But the best things, without doubt, were the medallions.